Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
What do you think of the new law about plastic bags, Elsie?
I like this new ban on plastic bags. 而且禁用塑胶袋的新规定可以减少每年大约2000万个塑胶袋哦。It will reduce plastic bags by about 20 million each year.
Do you think a lot of people like this law or hate it?
I think most of us like it, while some might find it very inconvenient.
That's right. But do you think we should do more?
Yes, of course, but it might be hard for us.
Well, stuff like this is never easy, but I have something that might help people get rid of plastic bags, especially when they drink coffee or tea.
Ooh, let's find out what it is in today's article then.
Great, let's go.
Carry your drink the DIY way. Thomas and Beverly are buying drinks. Beverly is using her own cup carrier.
Where did you get that cup carrier? I'm trying not to use bags from stores.
I made it myself. Do you want to make one?
Yes.
They are at home now.
What do we do first?
First, we cut the waist part off some old jeans. The piece should be about 36 centimeters long.
Do we put that around the cup?
Yes. Now we put one mark on each side for the handle.
I'll cut a thin piece from another part of the jeans for the handle.
Thanks!Next, we sew the handle on.
How do the ends stay together?
We put Velcro on both ends, and we're done.
Word power!
Drink, drink. My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like?My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like? Store, store. I love shopping at this store. There are so many cute clothes to buy. I love shopping at this store. There are so many cute clothes to buy. Mark.Mark. Emily made a few marks on the world map. She wants to visit these places in the future. Emily made a few marks on the world map. She wants to visit these places in the future. Thin. Thin.Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends. Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends.
Okay, today's article starts out with a scenario, and we have two people. Here it says Thomas and Beverly are buying drinks.
Thomas 跟 Beverly 正在买饮料。What kind of drinks are they buying?
Good question. Well, we don't know exactly what kind of drinks they're buying, but let's find out what drink means. Here, drink is a noun. It's spelled D-R-I-N-K, drink. And when we use this word as a noun, we are talking about the liquid, such as juice, milk, water, tea, coffee, or others, that you put in a glass or a cup, and then put into your body, of course, through your mouth. Now, as an example sentence, we could say, My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like? My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like?
Drink 在文章当中呢，当名词来使用，指的是饮料。那我们的例句说啊，我最爱的饮料是奶茶，你喜欢什么呢？那当然 ,drink 也可以当作动词，代表喝的动作。When you're thirsty, you need to drink water.、Mm-hmm. 当你口渴的时候，你需要喝水。
Alright, let's continue with our scenario. We know that Thomas and Beverly are buying drinks. It also says...Beverly is using her own cup carrier.
Oh, so Beverly 这边在用的是她自己的饮料杯提袋。It's good to have your own cup carrier.
I agree. Now, here in the article, Thomas says, Where did you get that cup carrier? I'm trying not to use bags from stores.
Good for Thomas.、
Mm-hmm.
他就问了，你是在哪里买到杯提袋的呢？我在试着不要使用店家提供的 bags,、mm-hmm. 袋子。
Alright, well, we should also look at the word store. It's a noun and it's spelled S-T-O-R-E, store. And a store is a place that you can go to buy things that you might need. Now, we also call this a shop.There are stores or shops for different types of things. You might find clothes in one store, phones in another store, or there are stores that sell lots of different things, like Costco or 7-Eleven. Here's an example sentence. I love shopping at this store. There are so many cute clothes to buy. I love shopping at this store.There are so many cute clothes to buy.
Store 是名词店铺的意思。那我们也可以用 shop, S-H-O-P, shop 这个字来代替。那例句说呢，我喜欢逛这家店，这里有很多可爱的服装可以买。那 store 这个字呢，还可以当作动词来使用哦，指的是储存。For example, we need more space to store our things. 我们需要更多的空间来存放我们的东西。
Okay, so Beverly's got this cup carrier and Thomas is interested in it because he wants to use fewer bags. He wants to do his part to help the environment. And Beverly has also done her part to help the environment because here she says, I made it myself. Do you want to make one?
哦、oh, 所以这个杯提袋是 Beverly 自己做的。他就说啦我是自己做的哦你想要做一个吗我们在这个句子里头啊看到 myself 这个反身代名词它代表的是我自己。那我们先到 Matchbox 里头听讲师讲解反身代名词的用法。
Matchbox, 找亮点。
大家好帅翻全宇宙众神之神天神神力一出手绝不雷人就是我雷神说啦是说我已经呢打败了天下强者哈哈这个世间这个宇宙可以说是呢没有敌手了在这个情况下全宇宙哦可以打败我的大概呢只剩下我自己啦这句呢我们英雄必备的只有我可以打败我自己说出来是不是很帅我们英文该怎么说嘞首先呢你就要先学学反身代名词哦。反身代名词呢也就是我们中文用来说这个我自己他自己你自己的这个用法咯。反身代名词呢非常的简单单数呢我们都是用 self 结尾 S-E-L-F 例如呢我自己我就说 myself 你自己 yourself 他自己注意到了是男生的他自己我们呢就说 himself 而女生的他自己呢我们就说 herself 东西或动物的他我们呢注意到就是用 itself 啦至于复数的部分呢我们呢就要使用的句尾字尾呢就是 selves OK 它的拼法呢是 S-E-L-V-E-S 例如呢我们自己 ourselves 你们自己 yourselves 他们自己 themselves 好啦既然呢现在你都学会了那么记住我们刚刚说超级帅的只有我可以打败我自己我们呢就可以说 onlyI can defeat myself. Only I can defeat myself. 只有我能打败我自己啦。 当主词呢和受词呢是同一个人事物的时候呢，受词呢我们就可以使用主词的反身代名词来表示某人事物自己啦。比方说呢，像我们刚刚的句子呢，这边就是用 I 的反身代名词 myself。再举个例子哦，大家呢都知道我的朋友浩克，他不生气的时候呢其实是一个好好先生，但是呢他有时候也会跟体内的浩克来讲话。不知道的人啊都以为呢他是在自言自语。 Why does he always talk to himself? 他为什么总是跟他自己在讲话？ Why does he always talk to himself? 啊，大家呢其实是误会他啦。 OK, talk to himself, 跟他自己讲话。那呢我们也可以用 by 加上反身代名词，表示呢某人自己做某件事情。 OK, 比方说呢 I made this cake all by myself, 没有错，雷神呢也是厨艺小王子，我自己做的这个蛋糕完全不假他人之手。 I made this cake all by myself, OK, by 呢后面再加上反身代名词，它的用法呢就等于 on somebody's own, 所以呢我们也可以说了 I made this cake on my own, 我自己做这个蛋糕。I made this cake on my own, 这样子你都学会了吗？ Try to make a sentence by yourself.
welcome back. Beverly has made this cup carrier herself.
Yes.
She said, I made it myself. I can say she made it herself. But Thomas also wants to make one. So when she asks, do you want to make one? Thomas answers, yes.
Oh, so Thomas is going to make one himself.
Exactly. Okay, so we can use loads of reflexive pronouns in different ways. All right, now we're going to go to a new situation. We have a new scenario here. It says, they are at home now. And Thomas speaks first in this new scenario. He says, what do we do first?
所以呢现在他们回到家里面了。They are going to make a cup carrier. Thomas 就先问了，我们首先要做什么呢？
Mm-hmm. Now, what Beverly is going to do is she's going to teach Thomas how to make a cup carrier. So the first thing she does is she gives an instruction, or she says how we do this. Here, she says, first, we cut the waist partoff some old jeans.
Oh, so we are using the old jeans that we don't need anymore.
Right.
首先呢，我们要把老旧牛仔裤的腰部位置剪掉。我们看到 waist 这个字，它指的是腰部的位置。What's next?
Well, we're going to learn more about the waist part of these jeans. Now, this is why I said Beverly is also helping the earth. Instead of just throwing her jeans away, she's using these jeans to do something else with them. She's reusing them. Okay, so here's what we need to know about the waist part. Here it says the piece should be about 36 centimeters long.
The piece 指的是剪下来的这块布，应该要是呢36公分长。
Okay, so about 36 centimeters long, you cut it, use your scissors carefully, don't cut yourself, only cut the jeans. And then Thomas asks, do we put that around the cup?
Yeah, what do we do with the piece? 我们是要把它放在杯子的周围吗？
Mm-hmm. Now, when Thomas used the word that, what he was talking about was the waist part, the 36 centimeter long waist part. Now, he asked a question. He said, do we put that around the cup? And Beverly has an answer for him. She says, yes. Okay, that was nice and easy. Now we put one mark on each side for the handle.Now, here we use the word mark. So we're going to make two marks, one on each side for the handle. But a mark here, it's a noun. It's spelled M-A-R-K, mark. And it's a sign or a spot that you write with a pen or some type of writing tool. It can be a word, but usually when we say it made a mark, it's just a small line or a small spot. As an example, we could say, Emily made a few marks on the world map. She wants to visit these places in the future. Emily made a few marks on the world map. She wants to visit these places in the future.
Mark 这个名词呢是记号。To make a mark 就是做记号的动作。那我们的例句说啊 ,Emily 在世界地图上做了一些记号。她以后想要造访这些地方。那 mark 这个字呢本身也可以当作动词代表做记号或是批改的动作。For example, teachers need to mark test papers. 老师需要批改考试卷。
Okay, so Beverly and Thomas are making these marks for a reason. Let's find out what that reason is by learning about the noun handle.
Handle 就是把手。所以 Beverly 刚刚说啊，现在要在两边做上记号来标出把手的位置。
So the handle is where you hold it with your hand.
Yes.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Okay, so they've got one mark on each side for the handle. Here's what's going to happen next. Thomas says, I'll cut a thin piece from another part of the jeans for the handle.
哦、oh, 所以做完记号之后呢 Thomas 就说嗯，那我来从牛仔裤上再剪出一条细布来当作把手。So the piece he's going to cut is very thin.
That's right. Thin is one of our word power words today. It's an adjective and it's spelled T-H-I-N, thin. Now something that's thin only has a small distance between the two ends.We can think about the word thin by talking about a book. A book with only a few pages has a small distance from page one to the end. We could say this book is thin, but a book with a lot of pages has a big distance from one page to the end, so this book is thick. Here's an example.Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends. Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends.
Thin 这个形容词呢，在文章当中用来形容东西是细的、薄的。那相反词呢，如果用来形容东西的话，东西不薄、不细，是厚的，我们会说 thick, T-H-I-C-K, thick. 那我们的例句说呢 ,Sherry 把这个蛋糕啊切成12块薄片，并且与她的朋友们分享。
All right, so they've got their handle now. It's a thin part of the jeans. And what they're going to do now, here Beverly says, thanks. Next, we sew the handle on.
哦，接下来呢，我们把把手缝上去。We sew the handle on. Sew 这个动词呢，是缝纫的动作。
Okay, are you good at sewing, Elsie?
No, I don't know how to sew.
Oh.
What about you?
I can sew buttons,
buttons.
But that's about it.
How's it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're going to sew the handle on. But Thomas has another question. He says, how do the ends stay together?
Oh, good question.
Mm-hmm.
那提袋的两端要怎么连在一起呢？我们这边看到 END, end 这个字当名词在用，是边缘、末端的意思。那另外一个意思呢，还有结束、结尾。比如说我们看电影会在最后看到 the end。那另外呢 ,end 也可以当作动词哦，代表结束的动作。For example, the movie is about to end. 电影快要结束了。
Okay, well,This Beverly, she's got an answer for everything. Here, she says, we put Velcro on both ends, and we're done.
Oh, Velcro, 这是魔鬼粘。
Ah, now this is a fun, noisy material.
Yes.
And it just helps things stick together or come apart really easily. So that's a great thing to put on the ends of your cup carrier because it can help you change the size. Maybe you have a big cup. Maybe you have a small cup. The Velcro will help you with that. All right, well, that's the end of today's article, our DIY cup carrier article, but we are going to finish off with review time, so stay tuned.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We're going to play a kind of guessing game today.I'm going to say some words, Elsie, and I want you to tell me which word power word you think about when you hear these words.
哦，所以要听出有关系的字是什么，然后找出我们的重点单字到底是哪一个。Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's start with an easy one. Juice.
果汁。
Glass.
杯子。
Cup.Milk,
牛奶
water,
水
milk tea.
You can drink milk, juice, or water. So drink,
that's right.
饮料 they're drinks.
Okay, here's another one. Thick, fat,
厚的胖的
heavy,
重的
size.
Thin, 细的或是瘦的。
Okay, let's do another one. This one's kind of easy, but I think you'll get it right away. 7-Eleven, buy.
7-Eleven, 买东西那 7-Eleven 就是一个 store, 店铺。
That one only took two words, okay.
Okay, the last one.
This one's a bit harder. Pen, spot, ink.Pencil.
Oh, I know. You are making some marks.
That's right. Okay.
How?
All right. Well, you guys can play this game too. It's pretty easy. You just have to think of some words that are related to the word power words. But that's all the time we have for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Carry your drink the DIY way.Thomas and Beverly are buying drinks. Beverly is using her own cup carrier.
Where did you get that cup carrier? I'm trying not to use bags from stores.
I made it myself. Do you want to make one?
Yes.
They are at home now.
What do we do first?
First, we cut the waist part off some old jeans.The piece should be about 36 centimeters long.
Do we put that around the cup?
Yes. Now we put one mark on each side for the handle.
I'll cut a thin piece from another part of the jeans for the handle.
Thanks. Next, we sew the handle on.
How do the ends stay together?
We put Velcro on both ends, and we're done.
Drink, drink. My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like? My favorite drink is milk tea. What do you like? Store, store.I love shopping at this store. There are so many cute clothes to buy. I love shopping at this store. There are so many cute clothes to buy. Mark, mark. Emily made a few marks on the world map.She wants to visit these places in the future. Emily made a few marks on the world map. She wants to visit these places in the future. Thin, thin. Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends. Sherry cut the cake into 12 thin pieces and shared with her friends.